Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Well, that is The Good Life by Joshua Burnside on Radio Nova. A brilliant, brilliant song. And his most recent album came out about 3 weeks ago. It's called Teeth of Time. And it's a gorgeous kind of Americana-influenced folk album. It's got a kind of a modern Irish kind of feel. It's also got like loads of really cool kind of quirky found sounds on it and kind of almost bedroom electronica stuff on it. It's just a great, great listen. Go and check it out. Teeth of Time by Joshua Burnside. We're very, very lucky we have Joshua on the line now to chat about it. How's it going, Joshua?
It's going well. How are you getting on?
Good, yeah. Quiet Sunday evening.
Lovely.
Really enjoy the album. How does it feel to have it out?
It feels great, yeah. It's been like 5 years since my last record, so which is quite a long time, really, between records. But just life got in the way, and so it took a wee while to get it over the line. And yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing to have it out there, and the reaction to it's been really nice. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, life getting in the way, I think, is a big part of it. So it says in the bio, it's written after you became a father, but you probably didn't need to say that because there's so much kind of family and kind of, the life of a of a young father kind of feel throughout the album and the questions that come with that. Was that on purpose or was it just, I'm just going to write about the things in my life now and these are the things in my life?
Yeah, I mean, sort of a bit of both. Like, I was just writing about what was going on, and you can't really get, I mean, it was the most dramatic change in my life, obviously, in recent times. So sort of coalescing the songs together, had a lot of songs. I was like, oh, well, this seems to be the overarching theme is, you know, the sort of ups and downs of becoming a parent and how that changes your perspective on life and death and all the rest of it. And yeah, so that was just a natural thing more than anything else, I think.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a kind of it touches at lots of domestic kind of themes and kind of ritualistic, you know, household kind of things. And then on the other side, there's this kind of interesting sort of a reach for the eternal or something. That's what I wrote down, like this kind of feel of like questioning some big themes, which is a lot to get into one album. Again, like, you know, did you feel that kind of happening as the album was progressing? Or did you try and steer it?
I don't think I really steered it too much. It's a funny thing. It's just, if you're writing songs and you're trying to collect them together, then some songs just work together and feel like they belong together. And then it's only after when other people listen to it, they're like, oh, obviously, you know, you were trying to do this, you were trying to do that. But I think it just comes about quite naturally. The more songs you write, and you start to see patterns between them, and I mean, I'm always sort of in all my songs, I'm philosophizing and waxing lyrical about human conditions. So that's just always a part of the thing, I guess. No different to previous records in a way, but it's just that now it's just a different perspective, I guess. And growing up and all the challenges with, you know, middle age milestones that you sort of not achieve, but come to, and how that affects your worldview, sorry, that was a very waffly answer.
Well, how has it affected your worldview? I mean, where are you sitting right now, or is this something that you're not deciding on? It's just coming out of your subconscious.
I think in like previous albums and EPs and all the rest of it, I was slightly more nihilistic about things. Now I'm a little bit more hopeful because I feel like you have to be when you become a dad. You have to go. I'm not the center of the world anymore. Not that I thought I was, but now I'm looking at things that bother me. Whether it's, you know, sectarian division or climate collapse or whatever it is, and I'm not looking at it from a pessimistic, like, oh, we might as well give up kind of way. I'm sort of more angry, but in like a, you know, like a, I kept calling it the album like my angry dad rock album because I think you start to go like, well, I want a better future for my kid and what are we going to do about it? And so there's a bit of hope in there, I think, which I don't think I had before. It was more angsty and sort of pessimistic, but I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no. One of the things I thought in it, there was a lot of tension in it, but there was a lot of beauty in it. And there's a kind of an overall feeling of a sort of a tired joy you know, and I thought that was something, you know, I'm a dad who releases albums as well, and I can't help but allow those things to kind of drift in. But it's funny to hear some, I can hear it in the lyrics of your songs, you know, and I think it's kind of, it's an interesting thing to kind of recognize, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad that, like, that comes across, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was my intention, but I'm glad that people can connect to the sort of where I was mentally when I was writing the songs from their own, perspectives.
There's one thing that I really like about the album, which I think is a really interesting kind of balance to strike, is that it's got like a really earthy family, it's got all this natural imagery in the lyrics. And then on the other side, there's like this kind of really interesting modern kind of almost electronica kind of feel on some of the songs, like In the Silence Of, which is like loads and loads of clips coming together. Really interesting song to listen to, you know, from a musician's perspective and a producer perspective and a kind of listening perspective. And then the song Sycamore Queen, which has this brilliant kind of drone that made me kind of, it nearly took me out of the song because I wanted to know where it was made. I mean, that's a really nice balance to kind of strike. Was that difficult to kind of feel like you'd achieved?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous about the contrast of those sort of elements coming together, and we're a little bit worried if certain stuff would work on the album like that. But I always feel like that with every release. I'm always like concerned that, oh, do these songs work together sonically? Because, like any musician and any artist listens to a lot of music, and we get excited about different things at different times, and we all listen to a wide range of music, and that comes, creeps in here, there and everywhere. And I like albums that jump around the place a wee bit stylistically, so it doesn't really bother me for that. But yeah, I think as long as the voice of my, like, the voice ties things, my voice ties it all together, I think, and the guitars and the banjos and the instrumentation, and you can sort of get away with one track being very folky and tratty and the next having some more electronic elements, I think. But sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's just about the placement of the song on the album. You know, I think there's always room for one or two sort of outliers, I think, and like little experimentations, sonic experimentations on an album. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I love when it sounds like that, the, you know, there's an ebb and a flow to it, because it feels like the person who has written the album has decided that I've brought you somewhere, and now I need to bring you out of that to bring you somewhere else. So there is that. It definitely kind of comes together like that. Well, we're talking to Joshua Burnside all about his brand new album, Teeth of Time, which is absolutely excellent. So you're on tour at the moment, and it's a big tour, but there's some great gigs coming up. And in the 3rd of April, you're playing in Dublin in Whelans, which I'm hoping to get along to. What is that going to be like for the audience?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that gig. It's sold out now, I think. And it's probably the biggest gig I've played in Dublin yet. So, yeah, it should be a real buzz. We'll have a full band with us, drums and bass, cello, electric guitar, and myself, synths. And we might even bring a lambeg down from Belfast for the crack. And a few other wee surprises. So, yeah, I'm buzzing for that. And we have Niamh Regan, an amazing folk singer, songwriter, opening up for us, which would be class. I've caught her before and she's really amazing, so I'm really excited about that too.
Yeah, no, there's a gorgeous kind of a scene now. There's a really authentic, like, you know, soulful kind of folk scene at the moment going on, which is just like the richest I think it's been in years. So it's an absolute pleasure to be kind of, you know, bearing witness to it all. Yeah. So Joshua Burnside, the album is Teeth of Time. One of my favourite tracks on it is Climb the Tower. Can you tell us a little bit about this before we play it?
Yeah, so it sort of started off when I was trying to learn the clawhammer technique on the 5-string banjo, and I was sort of trying to write a wee sort of Americana bluegrassy song. And then I sort of kind of thought it'd be cool to do a sort of bluegrassy song, but in a, like, quite a sick Northern Irish accent and sing words like flower and shower and tar. So it sounds silly as it sounds. That's how I ended up writing the first verse. And I think it's a good example of, like, if you're stuck in a rut of songwriting, it's always good to just, you know, not worry about it too much and do something silly. And then it sort of spiraled from there and started to realize it was a song about home and time and place and memory, and so this little sort of snapshots of my childhood growing up in the sticks in County Down, and so sort of like a nostalgic tune, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it's a brilliant album, Joshua. Thanks so much for chatting with us today. Go and check out Teeth of Time by Joshua Burnside. Joshua, thanks so much for chatting to us today.
No problem. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's play it. This is from the album Teeth of Time. This is Climb the Tower on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.